Huna is here, and we are here in Huna, and the Pep Band's playing Hang On, Snoopy, Snoopy, Hang On. It's nice to have a Pep Band in the gym. I got to tell you, you know, something that they had at my high school back in New Hampshire. Amazing Pep Band. This adds a real sporting feel to the athlete. Songs, stripes, all sorts of good songs coming from the Pep Band. So awesome halftime entertainment. Flautist did a lovely job with their flutes. About a minute away from tip-off in Skagway. Boy, had a rough go of it here in the first half. Went out to a 40-9 lead up over the Panthers. But Skagway's seen some bright spots. They figured out a couple of times how to get the ball into the lane. They've had some good open jump shot opportunities, but they haven't fallen for Skagway yet in this game, or really this season. You know, Skagway, this is a rebuilding year for Skagway. They're working on skills. They're working on becoming a team. They're working on how to figure out the game of basketball. To pick up and go out and execute on a high level. Huna, they've been together for a long time. Senior-led squad. Sheen and Scaffolded both were honored before the tip-off. The girls in boys basketball games. And, you know, they got juniors, they got sophomores, they got freshmen. They are a well-balanced organization here in Huna, and that looks good for them for the future. But we're just about set for the inbounds play injury report on Danny Brady. He is limping even a little bit more, stiffened up on him, that knee stiffened up on him a little bit over halftime. So he's going to try and work that out and kind of get warm here and loose. Gets it over in the corner to Ackerman, and Ackerman's pocket is picked, but there's a foul call on the reach-in. Look at that, William. Fisher called a reach-in foul. Amazing. Appleton called for it, and Colton Belisle will be found now for Skagway. Skagway going right to left, now across your radio. Belisle gets it over to Brady, back to Belisle. Belisle wants to set up an offense here, working against what looks like an extended zone. Gets it over to Wyatt, tries to get it back, and picked off. Length of the court, opportunity for Budke, lays it up and in, and that gets quick. You're on your toes around Manny Budke. Okay, 42-9. 7 minutes here to play the game. Lyle has it, gets it over in the corner to Ackerman. Ackerman has an open look, misses it. Rebound comes down to Bean. Bean gets it over to Scaffold. Scaffold said, wants to work it over to Smith. Smith. Top of the key, gets it over to Bean. Bean works it down low to Scaffolded. Scaffolded six or seven moves, throws up a shot, misses it, and Ackerman comes down with a rebound. Be careful. Quick hands a foot down there underneath the basket, but he gets it over to Colton Belisle, and Colton will bring it up against the 2-3 zone. Gets it on the right side to Brady. Brady works it back to Belisle. Belisle gets it over to Wyatt. Wyatt gets it down low to Micah Cook, and a point-blank shot. No good by Cook, but man, that was close. Comes down with a rebound and the breakout by Butkey. Lays it in for two. Ooh, you got to watch those guys as they leak out quick. Point guard needs to be back, or whoever's at the top of the key needs to get back on D. That did not happen to Skagway on that opportunity. Belisle gets it over to Danny Brady. Danny Brady wants to pass it right back to Belisle without looking toward the hoop, and the defense is like, oh, really? Well, I'm going to knock it out of bounds. And that's what Jerry White did. He knocked it out of bounds. It's going to be Skagway back. Both Belisle to inbound. It's open Wyatt, Belisle. Wyatt wants to pass it back over, has his pass tipped, and then he got it back, and then tried to pass again, and Scaffolded stepped in and said, thank you very much. I'll take that the length of the court and lay it in for two. So 46-9 score with 6 minutes to play here in the third period. We got to be careful with that basketball. Colton passes it over to Brady. Brady wants to get it right back to Colton, but instead passes it to Budke. Budke goes the length of the court to Smith, and Smith has an easy layup opportunity. And Coach Kent Feeling is not happy with what's going on with Skagway here as the second half, the first, you know, 4 minutes or so of the second half often will determine the basketball game. And even if you're trailing big in the first half, you can come out and have a real big first chunk of that third quarter and set the tone for the rest of the game. Skagway did not do that. Huna came out and said, we're going to set the tone for the rest of the game. The tone is layup after layup after layup. So, in fielding coach for the Skagway Panthers, trying to drill into the heads of his players. You've got to protect that basketball. This thing's gold. You can't just telegraph your passes. You've got to throw a ball fake or two. We'll see how Skagway responds. It's going to be their ball on their own baseline. Five 5:41 to go in the third quarter. 48-9 to score. Una up over Skagway Panthers. Half a mile inbounds to Colton. And Una's back in a, what looks like a 2-3 zone. Yep, that's what it is. A 2-3 zone. And they're going to jump those passing lanes. And there's a pickoff. Michael Cook tried to feed the low post from the high post. And Smith just jumped right into that passing lane and picked it off. Now, Huna came length of the court, tried to lay it in, unable to do so, and ball out of bounds. Skagway basketball, 5.5 to go. So Colton Belisle now has the ball. Gets it over to Wyatt. Wyatt attempted at the entry pass, unable to get it in. Appleton goes length of the court, lays it up and in with the right hand, and knocks it in for two more. 50-9 now. The score, Skagway yet to get on the board here in the second half. Colton Belisle just sit on the right side to Brady. Brady wants to get it back to Belisle. Belisle gets it over to Wyatt. Wyatt tries to feed that high post, but the pass is a little lazy and picked up by Scaffolton. It's over to White. White shot no good. Scaffolton picks it up, puts it in. Two more for Scaffolton. Kid is all hustle. All hustle, all muscle. Scaffolton takes over a ball game here at the home of the Braves. Colton Belisle gets it over to Brady. Brady just wants to get it back to Colton Belisle without looking toward the hoop and almost turns it over, but is able to get control of the basketball back again. And it looks like it's going to be called out of bounds off of Jerry White. It will be Skagway basketball. But Brady's got to look to go to the hole, and what he's done here in the second half with a knee injury is he stopped wanting to try and dribble drive. That's kind of stagnated the Skagway offense. Every time he gets the ball over there on the wing, he just wants to pass it right back to where he got it, and that's telegraphed. They know it's coming, win and own. Then he sets a pick on White, gets Colton Belisle open to feed Alex Ackerman in the weak spot of the zone there, down on the block, underneath the basket. Alex Ackerman puts it in for two. The 2-11 should be the score. It is, and Moore races up the court, a little wild on that one. Turns the ball over, Skagway basketball. 3.5 left to go in the quarter. Third quarter, and Colton Belisle brings up over the half-court strike. In that half-court circle area, waiting for somebody to get open, gives it to Brady, gives it right back to Colton. Colton now brings it over in the corner. Baseline working Ackerman. Ackerman gets it up on the rim. No good, but he is able to draw the foul. And he will go to the line to shoot two. All right. So this is a design play. So the play is to get it to Danny Brady over on the right side, right back to Belisle, and Belisle takes the ball to the left to feed Ackerman's face. And that's what they've been trying to implement, and this time it finally worked. Now Ackerman does miss his first free throw. Mass substitutions coming in for the Braves. Osborne back in the game, and here's Roberts. As is Lafferty, and Bean will stand the game, and their other senior coach, Scaffolded, will stand the game. The second free throw is missed. Rebound pulled down by Scaffolded. Length of the court pass to Bean. He's wide open under the hoop. And Skagway didn't get back very quickly on defense, got back just in time to commit the foul. So Alex Ackerman called the foul. Bean pulled the line to shoot two for a corner. 52-11 is the score. First shot by Bean up and touched pretty much it. Part of the rim fell through for the first free throw. Second one up. Good. Rebound to Scaff. Back. Scaffold's dead. Oh, man, I got to get this name up. And he puts it up and in for two. Scaffold's it all over the court. Looks like the officials are going to let the clock run now. At that free throw opportunity, they let it run. Belisle has it on the right side. He wants several ball fakes. Ooh, finds an open Ackerman on the baseline. Ackerman lays it up for two. Russell 55-13. And now Ackerman's finally getting off here a little bit. Getting into the scoring column. Appleton brings it to the length of the court, tries to lay it in. No good. Gets his own rebound. Fights for it over a group of smaller Skagway players. His will is being affected in the third period of action. Just a minute to go here in the third quarter. Appleton all over. Strongest player on the court. Oh, Skagway trying to work the ball around the perimeter. Belial passed the ball without looking at who he was passing it to. Danny Brady was cutting instead of standing where he was. Colt Belial thought he was going to be standing. Anyway, the ball goes out of bounds, and now it is Homer working the ball onto the baseline. Hotpoint lays it up and in. That's a kid who doesn't get a lot of scoring opportunities, but that was a nice little ball fake and up and under move by Osborne. Boy, he laid that in nicely. Gets it over on the side to Danny Brady, and he wants to work it down to Wyatt. Wyatt takes a dribble into the lane, throws up kind of a wild shot after the scrum for the rebound. Ball is going to be called off of Brady, and it will be in a basketball with under 10 seconds. Now 6-5, and Scaffolded passes over to Bean. Bean's shot is blocked by Cook. Cook thought he had a breakaway layup, but there was no time left on the clock. And after three quarters of action, the final score will be after three quarters of action, the score is 59-13.